This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ready, set, let's go! You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The host, Wayne Allen Root, will be here in exactly 1 hour. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to warm up the crowd, get you all ready for Wayne Allen Root. Today is the 8th day of December 2020. Chris is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons and making it all go. I ran across what I thought was an interesting article from David Horowitz. I've interviewed him on my show a number of times. Writer's got a couple of best-selling books out there right now. But I want to sort of steal some of the stuff that he was talking about in this op-ed piece he put out, because I think it hit home with me. I think it'll hit home with all of you. And the title of this is Fighting Words. It's a war. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen. We are. It's time for you to finally come to that conclusion. It's obvious we're at war. It's a conflict that began nearly 50 years ago when the street revolutionaries of the 60s joined the Democrat Party. Their immediate goal was to help the communist enemy win the war in Vietnam, but they stayed to expand their influence and infiltrated the Democrat Party and created a radical force, the radical force that confronts us today. Democrats retain the same values and methods of those radicals. It's a war against us. It's a war against me and you. It's a war against freedom, individual freedom, against America's constitutional order, against capitalism, against prosperity. That is what the Democrat Party is becoming. Democrat radicals know what they want, and they know where they're going. And as a result, they are tactically and organizationally years ahead of patriotic Americans who are only at the beginning realizing that this is war. You understand that. Now, do you understand it? Do you understand that it's us now against them? It's gotten to this point. They're ahead of us. They've got troops on the ground, but we're not dead. The Democrats, well, they planned to steal the 2020 election. They hatched that plan years ago. Think about this. Democrats have launched attacks on voter IDs in just about every single state. Every single effort to secure the integrity of an electoral system has come under attack by the Democrats. Those attacks metastasize into this all-out election assault that we've seen here in 2020. You see it with your own eyes. You see it on the nightly news. You see it. You hear it. You feel it. You can feel it. Can't you? Late voting periods, a flood of almost 100 million mail-in ballots, hundreds of thousands of which were delivered in the middle of the night, counted late. Come on. I mean, come on. We're seeing video after video, hearing testimony after testimony. Just something smells rotten in Denmark. The results of these efforts are what you see on the nightly news every night. Donald Trump, quote-unquote, lost. And now Democrats are beginning to sort of reap the rewards of what they have tried to accomplish now for decades. Republicans, you've got to get a couple things straight. and I have to do this too because I make this mistake all the time. I call Democrats liberals and liberals Democrats, but it's obvious. There's nothing liberal about their principles nor their methods. They are vindictive bigots. They are bigots who are actively destroying the First Amendment in our universities. They're actively destroying the First Amendment on the Internet, and they're actively destroying the First Amendment in the free press, which no longer exists. Today's Democrat Party is a party of character assassins and racists. Republicans, well, they seem to be reluctant to say it. I say it. I've said it thousands of times on the air. The most racist people in this country are Democrats. They're the only ones concerned with race. Most on the conservative side don't look at the color of somebody's skin. No, we actually judge people on the content of their character. Believe it or not. How else could you explain a pathological liar and corrupt political whore like Joe Biden accusing 73 million Americans of being white supremacists and also accusing us of essentially murdering almost 300,000 coronavirus patients because that's essentially what they've done. So you might think this is too much of a blanket condemnation. Well, then where is the Democrats who are speaking out? Where are the Democrats who are outraged over 4 years of Russia collusion hoax and a failed coup and repeated impeachment attempts? How do you explain that? By the way, all of that being done with not so much as a shred of evidence against the president. None. No treason. None of it. And yet they kept pounding that drum for 4 years. Where was the Democrat who dissented from the public lynching of a exemplary public servant, Justice Brett Kavanaugh? No apologies to him. Nothing. Here's a man over an incident that never happened 37 years ago at a time when he was in high school. The Democrats, again, beat that drum over and over again to try to ruin that man and ruin his reputation, ruin his life. They didn't care. Where is the Democrat who has condemned the violence in the streets brought forth by Antifa and Black Lives Matter? Can't find one anywhere. They won't do it. They're afraid to do it. Democrats are no longer Democrats in the old sense. They are totalitarians. They have declared war again on the First Amendment. They've declared war on the Second Amendment, the Electoral College, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the entire election process, and the idea of civil order. Can you dispute any of that? You can't. Think about that for a second. Let that last line sink in just for a second. Democrats have been fighting the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Electoral College, the Supreme Court setup, all of it. You can't prove me wrong. They've been doing that over and over and over again. That is a clear definition of someone who's anti-American. Progressives are not progressives. They're reactionaries. They're out to abolish the old liberal value system and replace it with something much, much worse. They actually have created a status, a hierarchy, where race, gender, sexual orientation defines and confines you. Right? You are now labeled. That, again, is a true definition of somebody who is racist as well. Think about that. Somebody's a bigot is going to judge you by those qualities, the color of your skin, what sexual orientation you are. What religion you are, all of it. I don't do that. Conservatives don't do that. Identity politics, it's a pure sign of racism. Wokeism, totalitarianism. Politics run amok, guys. It is getting to be about as bad as you could possibly imagine. Right down to the pronouns. You can't say he or she. Can you imagine your grandfather? If your grandfather were still alive, I don't know if he is. Maybe he is. Hopefully he is for your sake. But I'm thinking out loud. My grandmother were still alive. And I were to tell them, sorry, honey, you can't say he or she anymore. You just have to say them. Or you got to get rid of the pro. I mean, How would you explain that to somebody from a different generation without their head exploding? It's nuts. And the Democrats continuing to attempt to stick systematic racism on us. Systematic racism is an assertion made by Democrats that never accompanied any evidence. Listen, systematic racism was outlawed in America in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. If you see it, you're supposed to be able to sue somebody over it. So if you see it, sue them. Stop telling everybody that they're racist. When in fact, again, you are the one that is the racist. It is a war, guys. You realize that. It is a war. They are chipping away very slowly at the foundation that our forefathers built this country on. And, you know, somewhere along the line, they keep chipping away enough of that cement. And what we've got is going to collapse. And I know we're all fearful. I know we've said this. This is the most important election. It was the most important election in the history of the country. It could take us down a road that we don't want to go down. And I'm still nervous that that could happen. I am. Like, I don't know what we're going to get from Joe Biden. I don't think he's strong enough to fight off the jackals that are at his heels. Now, he is, by the way, he's not as moderate as you might think. He's got a progressive streak in him as well. So it may not be as hard for Joe Biden to come around to the Kamala Harris, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez way of thinking. And maybe a little bit of a closer reach than we might want to even believe. All right, I've got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsey, and I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. A very quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
An amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, a little bright light, a little ray of sunshine in my life can be in your life too. Energized Health. I've been on their program for 3 weeks, and I've lost 19 pounds of fat. And you go, did you lose 19 pounds? No, I lost 19 pounds of fat. So I've lost, I believe, officially 7 pounds, but I've lost 19 pounds of inner body fat in 3 weeks. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks? Kind of amazing. This breakthrough program based on the science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger, and you do it all without painful exercise. But don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated. They've helped thousands of people over 20 years. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. Or if you want to just cut right to the chase, just call 888-444-8895. Mention WAR for Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off between now and Christmas. 40% off. That's energizedhealth.com. And click on the red button. 888-444-8895. War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I want to play you a little piece of audio and really give you a good idea of what Democrats are all about. Bernie Sanders on CNN talking about the current proposal for a stimulus package for COVID relief. Just soak this in for a second.
Well, you talked about that $1.8 trillion bill that the White House, Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, was working on with the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats walked away from that
That's
bill
right.
because they wanted $2.2 trillion, and they walked away from $1.8 trillion. Was that a mistake?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Here was a proposal, much, much larger. Democrats said, no, that's not good enough. And now we're prepared to accept a proposal which has, I think, $350 billion in new money.
All right, so let me just cut him off there. Essentially, what you heard, and this happened earlier today, too, with Nancy Pelosi saying something similar, is that they refused a deal with Donald Trump for a COVID relief package because he's Donald Trump. And here we are with people suffering. Remember this. This is supposedly the Democrat Party, the ones that actually care about you. Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, admitting that they decided not to get on board with a package that could help you and your family. Put a few bucks in your pocket, put some food on your table because of their hatred for Donald Trump. These are the people that you want to run the country? These Democrats? These heartless, gutless people? Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, whatever. Now, he is the focal point for their anger, their hatred. They, for 4 years, did everything humanly possible to try to get him out of office. Every trick, every charade, every low blow, everything possible to get him out. They actually had to infect the electoral process to eventually get him out. Get him out that they did, it looks like. But we'll see. We'll wait and see. I don't want to jump to too many conclusions. I'll wait until the 14th comes rolling around. But these Democrats are willing to trade your health, your safety, your sanity, your job for their ego. Let that sink in for just a second. Imagine that. These people are willing to trade your humanity because they don't like Donald Trump. And Americans put them in office. Americans continue to put them in office. I've said this before, I'll say it again. It's not the politician's fault. It's your fault. It's my fault. It's anybody who's voted. Well, it's not my fault because I didn't vote for any Democrats, but it's your fault if you did. If you keep putting these same people in office, you keep putting people with these kinds of ideals in office, you're slitting your own throat. And that's what happened. And that's what continues to happen. And we're just too stupid to figure it out. All right, let me take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The one and only Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. I wouldn't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Early detection allows for early treatment and better outcomes. seems like a pretty common sense approach to me. Yet this is not how we've attacked COVID.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, during a hearing on Capitol Hill discussing early treatment options, Johnson continues,
with effective early treatment, fewer people will get seriously ill and fewer people will die.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the need for more coronavirus stimulus is obvious. The Democrats saying Republicans are refusing to budge in talks for a new package to help the economy.
There are glaring needs in the country, and we will need to work across party lines to pass legislation to meet those needs. That's the only way to get legislation passed.
A federal judge is finally dismissing the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in with you for the first hour, warm you all up for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. Very special guest joining me right now. Like I've said before, I try to bring this guy to you at least once a week. 30-plus years of military excellence, 30-plus years of teaching folks the tricks of the trade and the skills that he learned, again, as a military expert. He writes, he blogs for the Heritage Foundation. It's Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you?
I'm good, Lee. Good to be back on the show.
Well, we appreciate it, as always, Stephen Bucci, again, Heritage Foundation. I wanted to start out by asking you about the latest developments in this Iranian nuke deal. Biden has his chess pieces all in place, but it looks like it's headed towards a complete disaster, as far as I can tell.
Well, I think the people he's hiring to put around himself are pretty clear. They want very badly to return to the Iran deal because they consider that one of their primary legacies. You remember when they did it, they made the decision not to take it to the Senate as a treaty because they realized they wouldn't get through. So they, number one, admitted they lied about it after the fact. And then went this executive order route because they thought this was going to be their big thing. And so they really want to get that reestablished. I think it's pretty clear to everyone that Iran never stepped back from their programs, has continued it right along, has, just as a lot of us said, they took the Obama administration to the cleaners. And, you know, President Trump, obviously very much in the opposite direction, put the hammer on Iran, reestablished sanctions, called their BS that they actually had stopped the program, and then has taken steps first with Mr. Soleimani when they killed him as he was directing attacks against American forces inside Iraq, and then I don't know if we were involved in the hit to take out the nuclear scientist, but I hope we were, because he's the kind of guy that needed to go because Iran was violating international law with their program, and they wouldn't stop. So, you know, when you hear John Brennan saying, oh, my God, this is a war crime. This is terrible. We should have never done this. Yeah, well, he was droning people all over the place when he was in office.
Right.
But he doesn't want it to happen to the Iranians because those are his buddies. So, the level of baloney that these guys throw is just epic. And, I hope the American people notice this and realize that they have been hoodwinked. And I think, unfortunately, Biden's going to move in that direction.
Aside from partisanship, which I guess fuels just about everything, you kill a scientist who is hell-bent on giving a very devious group of people the potential to drop nuclear bombs on everybody's head. You kill a general who has killed hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans. And somehow that is looked on from, in particular, the left as a bad thing. How did that happen? I mean, these are things that we should actually, in a way, celebrate. I mean, it's kind of morbid, but we should celebrate the idea that we've taken out the enemy. Iran's not our friend, and they're bad actors. And they're our enemies. And we're at war with them.
Yeah, and it is based, you know, it's partisanship of the most rank sense, but it's also the ideological persuasion that the Obama group, you know, and which is now the Biden group because it's pretty much the same people, really think we should walk away from Israel, we should walk away from our Sunni allies, and make, you know, common cause with Iran. For some reason, they've been convinced that Iran is really the horse we should be backing in the Middle East. And I got to tell you, these are the same people that took out our embassy, that held our people captive for more than a year, that supplied those penetrating IEDs that killed so many of our troops when we were in Iraq, that, you know, that is the largest supporter of terrorism around the world. And for some reason, these people think that's who we should be siding with. That's insane. They will not be our friends. They're not our friends now. But the Dems, at least the group, you know, that served Obama and now going to serve Biden if he takes office, think that they are the good guys. And it's just reprehensible.
I know we only have like a certain amount of time during our segments, but it's always befuddled me as to why there are so many people who are anti-Israel in this country. I don't get it. Are they not our staunchest ally, in particular in the Middle East? Why do we have so many people in your mind, Stephen, that want us to disconnect with Israel?
Well, truth be told, in a lot of cases, it is latent anti-Semitism. I love when people say, oh, just being anti-Israel doesn't mean you don't like Jews. Well, yeah, it does. That's the homeland for the Jewish people. The international community gave it to them, and the majority agreed to do it. The only ones at the time who were fighting it were, in fact, the Arab countries right around them. And since then, the whole world has moved in that direction, other than the American liberal community. And what's really baffling to me is the number of American Jews who are in that category, who are anti-Israel as well. Israel takes more steps to protect innocent people when they do operations than any country in the world, including the United States of America, by the way. They take more stringent steps. They bend over backwards. They put their own military at risk to protect innocent lives, in some cases put their own civilians at risk to protect the innocent lives. But everybody believes the total hogwash put out by the Palestinians, by the Iranians, that, oh my gosh, they're just this terribly set upon people. This is just like apartheid. And that's crap. That is just completely factually incorrect. And people who believe it are delusional. I don't know why, but that's what goes on.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me from a group of folks who want to claim complete unity and, you know, accept everybody. One of your staunchest allies and best friends around the globe turn their back on them at all times and say nothing but negative things about them, and yet they go unpunished when they do that. I don't get that. Like, there's no recourse for anyone saying anything negative about our Israeli friends, and I don't get it. I never have.
Yeah, it's really baffling. They get away with it. They accuse them of things. They draw complete equivalence between the Palestinian terrorist groups and Israel and say, oh, it's all the same. You know, you listen to Ilhan Omar and Talib Rashid, and, you know, they sit there and they think the entire world problems start because of Israel, which is a pretty big lift for a little bitty country like that, but that's what they get blamed for, and that's perfectly acceptable. You can say that. You can try and force companies to divest of investments in Israel, even though Israel is the tech leader of the Middle East and a major tech leader in the world. They are the only democracy in the Middle East by orders of magnitude. They treat their Muslim citizens they have more rights in Israel than exist in any of the Muslim countries. So, you know, they're not even asking for rights for Jews in those countries. They give their Muslim citizens more rights than the Muslim countries give their own Muslim citizens. But they're portrayed as the bad guys in the UN and in international community events. It's a lie and a complete sham, but that's what goes on.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can check him out, heritage.org. We've talked about this every week since the election, and I'll throw it at you one more time. In the last 7 days, has anything changed to alter your perception of whether or not Donald Trump is going to get any of these states overturned or get this election overturned?
Well, you know, at least some of the news is getting out to other outlets. The craziness in Georgia with the kicking out most of the people and then pulling out a bunch of boxes from under the tables that no one has noticed or talked about before, and suddenly they're counting those as ballots. There's some bear there, Lee.
Right.
As we talked about, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really talk about that part of it authoritatively, but just common sense-wise, you look at this, somebody's pulling a fast one. And, you know, I just hope the authorities will take the evidence that the various legal teams have put forth and do something with it, because it at least needs to be investigated. If it's not real, fine, but it should get a legitimate look. You know, we took 2.5-3 years to investigate the Russia thing, which turned out to be a complete fallacy. Shouldn't we at least, you know, we're getting pictures of things. Maybe we should at least look into those pictures to see what they really are telling.
The one and only Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joining us at least once a week on my morning show, and normally I get a chance to bring him back here at night or in the afternoon, depending upon where you are on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and we love doing that. And speaking of Wayne Allyn Root, he will be here at the top of the hour, so I know you're at the edge of your seat, as I know he'll deliver a home run show as he does each and every night. If you want to email me, you can, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. I will take a quick break. We'll come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had $10,000 deductibles. Ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Thank you, Wayne. All right. Well, one final break to go before I officially turn things over to Wayne Allen Root, who is actually here and ready to rock and roll. I ran across a couple of things that bothered me in the last 24 hours. One was this teacher who got fired because she posted memes on her private Facebook account. And I, you know, thought to myself, well, this is odd, but I guess maybe the memes were outrageous. Maybe they were just really crazy and radical. And then I went back and I looked at most of them, and they were very simplistic, silly stuff. Things that, you know, anti-Joe Biden stuff, but nothing bad, nothing terrible. And I kept saying to myself, so we can now lose our jobs if you have a conservative point of view when it comes to the president of the United States or it comes to certain policies? You are now a teacher in the public school system, and if you post or repost a meme, certainly not an abrasive or abusive meme, you can lose your job because of it. Well, she's suing this school district, and I hope she wins the moon. I hope she wins so much money. All right, story two I want to share with you has to do with Christmas. We all love Christmas, right? Well, apparently not. In Minnesota, residents are saying that Christmas lights, well, they are harmful and they negatively impact the community. Oh, I'm not making this up. And there's a picture of this one home in this suburb of Minnesota. And you would think, well, maybe it's one of these gaudy billion light displays with the music and flashing and all that. No, it's just a wreath, a green and red wreath lit up on someone's house, on the side of somebody's house. And the residents of the neighborhood, well, they're upset about it. They're actually chastising the owners of this home for the Christmas light display, calling it a reminder of a systematic bias against neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas or can't afford to put lights up of their own. This is actually people thinking. This is actually people and what goes on inside their minds. So John Smith, on the corner of First Avenue in this little suburban town in Minnesota, puts up a lighted wreath on his house, thinking, oh, I'll be in the spirit. This is nice. And it's nice. And the neighbors get together, and they call it systematic bias because someone else in the neighborhood doesn't believe in Christmas. We are at a breaking point, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow this garbage to actually seep itself into our being. And it has. I guess maybe we've allowed it to happen already. But we've got to fight, man. We've got to fight this kind of stuff. Whether you're somebody who's rah-rah for Christmas or not, nobody should be able to tell you or try to guilt you into changing the way you live your life because of some strange, warped view they have of the world. It's really incredible. It really is. Former Congressman John Delaney proposed that a stimulus check and the vaccine should be tied together. So if they, in fact, do vote a stimulus check for you, you'd have to get a vaccine first. I'll tell you what, that's another one of these situations where don't you dare tell me what to do. Man, I cannot believe that we don't push back harder than we're pushing back right now. We need to start pushing back. You know, tell me that my family's starving because you made me close my business and I can only get your measly $1,200 handout if I get in line to get a vaccine? I need a break. Stuff it. Stuff it! Well, here's one that'll make you feel like you've chosen the wrong profession in your life. This is a good way to end. The highest paid legal prostitute in the United States is Alice Little from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada. And she has sued the Nevada state government for shutting down brothels. And she's actually looking for a multiple million dollar settlement. You know why? Because this prostitute makes over $1 million a year. Good for her. All right. I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is next. I'll leave you on a high note, or maybe for some of you on a low note. Enjoy the rest of your night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.